Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon to everyone on today's JIG call on Tuesday, the 1st of June. We have Edmund Chung, Samad Hussain, David Cohen, Doran Shikmoni, Yan Zhang, Yil Yiling, and from staff we have Olaf Nordling, Bart Voswinkel, Christina Nordstrom, Gabriela Schittek, Glenda Saint-Géry, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies today from Andrei Kolesnikov, Karen Hain, Rafik Damak, and Fahd Bataine. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Edmund.
Thank you. Last time the conversation, a lot of the conversation was about the variant or what part of it is now called the synchronized TLD part, which was utilized for the IDNCC TLD fast track. I think Tina mentioned that another more comprehensive document was being prepared by staff, which she may be able to share at a later time. I think we haven't seen that on the mailing list yet. But at the end of the last time, we said that this week's call, we were going to look into talk a little bit about the one character TLD, one character IDN TLD issue, which is the second issue that we have identified previously as an issue to talk about here. We talked about that, both issues actually came from the IDN Implementation Working Team final report, and we were hoping Tina would brief us on what the policy implications may be and why we need to talk further about the single character IDN TLD. I understand that perhaps gathered here right now, Samard, you're the only one that was on that team. Perhaps you can share a little bit more insight into what the sorry for putting you right up, but if you can share some of the insights on what the policy discussions need to take place for single character IDN TLDs, then we can formulate probably a strategy to tackle the issue and address those policy issues.
So thank you. I'm just going to talk. I guess the crux of the matter was that when we were talking about this, there has been a history of reserving all the two-letter TLDs for country codes. And generally, the three letters and plus were then eventually three and four letters were given to GTLDs. Now, with IDNs coming in and obviously GTLDs opening up, CCTLD space opening up as well, there was obviously possibility of having CCTLDs and GTLDs, which could be more than three characters, you know, to four characters, five characters, and we've already seen some of the IDN CCTLDs coming in. However, when another open possibility was, what about single character TLDs? And the implementation committee, when it was doing the discussions, said that there were actually no technical issues involved in delegating single TLDs. But they said that this may eventually be a policy discussion. So implementation committee was mostly discussing technical issues. They decided there are no technical issues associated with them. They said that it should be a policy committee which should eventually decide on whether to give it out freely, if that's what is desired by the community, or whether they want to restrict their use in some way, whatever that way would be. So we were, and the reason for, singling out single letter TLDs was because two and two plus TLDs were generally open, but as we felt that the number of characters were getting smaller or reduced, things were getting too specialized, and we shouldn't comment on it. A proper policy body should actually comment on it. So that really was the background. We thought that single character TLDs are special in a way, like two character TLDs are special.
Okay. Thank you. I guess I'm still a little bit puzzled. Okay, let's take the new gTLD process, for example. It covers basically any type of new gTLD. Why wouldn't, let's say, a single character new gTLD fit into the new gTLD process? What would be some policy implications?
Right. Actually, when we were discussing this, there was, at that time, I think the gTLD process was not probably available for discussion. In any case, I think what we were saying was not that gTLD process will not take care of it. What we were saying in the implementation committee was that we will not comment on this, and we will let the policy body comment on it.
I see. So I guess that sort of opens...
But what we did was that we said that this is actually a category which could be separated out. Again, the policy body needs to look at it and decide whether it should be done this way or lumped together with all the other gTLDs.
Understood. In that case, I guess, we don't have a lot of people, so perhaps we can, just feel free to jump in. And if it becomes chaotic, we'll take a cue. But, I guess I just want to open it up to anyone is there anyone who feel that there should be a separate process or set of policies for delegation of single character IDN TLDs? Or do people really think that the existing process, even though it's not completely finished, but in fact could handle single character IDN TLDs? No one has any thought on that? Okay. Perhaps I can try to change it the other way around and say, if this group recommends that single character IDN TLDs should follow the same set of policies for new gTLDs and for the IDN TDP that's going on in for ccTLDs, would that be a problem?
I'm not sure.
Sorry, Jane, you are breaking up a little bit. Can you try to repeat?
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure what is the current policy for IDN CCTLD for single character policy for.
Well, based on the, if I'm not mistaken, for the IDN CCTLD fast track, it is for two characters or more. So that also doesn't, at this point, doesn't accept single character fast track IDN CCTLDs. For the IDN PDP, the CCPDP, then I think that's still being discussed. Bart, perhaps you can add to it if I'm mistaken or...
With regard to the PDP, we are not at that stage yet. Fast Track, as far as I remember, but I need to check and I'll send you an email, there is no such limitation, but I'm not sure. So I'll check. So it's I can't answer, say, I really don't know.
Okay. I vaguely recall that there was, but anyway.
As far as I can remember, there's no limitation on Fast Track.
Okay.
The best way to do is just check it, and I will send it to the list so everybody knows.
Thank you. That'll be useful. But in any case, if it doesn't, then the same question would apply whether a Fast Track IDNC CTLD comes in with one character. Of course, it will have to follow all the other rules that's in the Fast Track. Would that suffice? And it would, if not, is there any issue people want to raise about that we need to especially look at it, especially knowing that, you know, from the implementation working team, they feel that there is no technical problem or reason to not allow it. Okay. Please.
Also, one character IDN TLD, because obviously the ASCII length is different in those two cases.
Right, right. We are all talking about single character IDN TLD.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I do understand that a few people, including Chris and Carrie and others, have some thoughts on this issue as well. Of course, we're not trying to draw any conclusions in this call. But I guess as a starting question, perhaps what we should ask is whether at the starting point being using the existing processes until somebody says and basically ask what if there what and if there is any additional policy considerations that need to be taken into place, what they may be.
This is Doron Chikmoni. I don't think there's cannot think of a problem with allowing single character top level domains. The question I'm asking myself is regarding the semantics of the whole thing. So if you take one step back and look at it from a user point of view, top-level domains are there to separate the namespace into divisions that make sense, so to speak, to the community. And they apply some sort of semantics, whether it would be the CCTLD semantics or GTLD semantics and so forth. Question that I'm just asking myself is whether a single character top-level domain can actually create this type of semantic that has any similarity to how top-level domains are defined today. And I'm not sure I can visualize a situation where it does create a semantic such as would help the community. So I would think, and this is really off the top of my head, I would think that I would want to see a policy process that calls for such semantics to be demonstrated when the application is being applied for. assuming that the process has that requirement, then there shouldn't be, in my view, any other problem. But the question of semantics, I think, becomes a bit larger when you talk about a single character name.
Okay, thank you. It's an interesting thought. Being Chinese and coming from a Chinese-speaking community, a single character it can easily mean have a significant semantic have meaning to it. So a single character Chinese IDN TLD definitely would support that. So, you know, at least there are some IDN TLDs that would fit that. Then my question maybe back to you is why would that be an issue? Like if I propose a new GTLD that's like X54Z, it satisfies all the requirements, and why should, and it makes no semantic sense, even though it's multiple characters. Why is that more acceptable than a single character then?
Well, first of all, you've just answered my questions about that semantic issue. So I stand corrected about the ability to provide semantics. The question regarding why is that important at all, again, stems from looking at the whole question from the point of view of the entire community, and assuming that this is at some point it has to make sense to the general internet user, I think that a desired outcome would be to create namespace division at points that would make sense to a community, and a community can be any community. So that would be probably a partial answer to your question.
Okay.
Anyone
else?
Yeah, actually, may I add something?
Please.
I think actually the purpose, you know, for us to resolve this one character issue is because, you know, like Chinese, because I'm Chinese too, so because, you know, in our Chinese, there are a large number of meaningful words, actually, is, you know, in single character. So that's actually, is, you know, one purpose why we want to resolve this one single character issue. I hope this, you know, could help, you know, understand why we're doing this.
Right. Thank you. Well, I guess the I understand the semantic argument, but I'm a little bit worried, you know, what's the reasoning? So I come back to it in sort of saying that if we have a specific policy for single character IDN TLDs, again, we're talking about IDNs, not ASCII, single character ASCII TLDs. We're talking about single character IDN TLDs here. And if we single out that for some sort of requirement that it means something, I guess the question is why do we have to single it out is the big question. And then the question becomes, if we do find a reason why, then why wouldn't that also apply to multiple characters?
Well, I don't want to take over the discussion, but if this
no,
is...
No, please do.
I totally agree with you. It doesn't need to apply to, in my book, it doesn't need to apply to a single character only at all. And actually, I've just been educated that it definitely does make sense in some scripts to, and it does make semantic sense to actually do that in a single character. So the question, I agree, would not be specifically towards a single character name. It just occurred to me, and I agree that my cultural bias actually hit me there. I was thinking about single character domain, and it was pretty narrow view. And I agree. If at all, the same considerations should take place for every top level domain. And the reason for that is because I'm trying to see how we serve the community best. We, as in the larger we, ICANN in general.
Yeah, understood.
And having some sort of semantics would make a logical division of the namespace to me.
Interesting. Okay. Well, since we don't have a lot of people on the call today, and especially some, I think, who have expressed opinions about this, perhaps rather than sort of continuing on, I'd like to jump back a little bit on our general process, what we think we should do in within this group in to drive towards some some product from the group. Jan and I have talked about it a few weeks ago about trying to perhaps come up with a document that describes the discussions that we have had on these two main issues, and then also the universal acceptability of TLDs as a third item, and perhaps to work on a document to do that, so that we can put it out to public comments, and in fact to ask those questions, as in whether the community feels that there needs to be specific policies as well, and we should probably also add the question about requiring some semantical, meaningful word, some justification of a single character ID and TLD. How do people think about it? Do people think we can lump all three into one document, or we want to separate it out, or is even creating such a document and putting it out perhaps for the larger community to provide feedback on is a good idea? Anyone has any suggestions, idea, agree, disagree? Okay. I guess hearing no objection or discussion about it, I'll suggest it to the list, at least to go forward with that kind of process. But we still would like for as I mentioned earlier on, we would still want Tina to brief us on, finish the briefing on the couple of issues before we put forward a document coming from this group. So with that, I guess, we're probably at the end of, at least for this week, I was preparing to talk about the single character INTLD issue. If there's no further discussion on it, I guess we can close it close the call. And also, would 2 weeks' time be ICANN, or would we have one more meeting before the ICANN meeting?
Sir Edmund, this is Bart. In 2 weeks' time, it's going to be the 15th, and you'll meet face-to-face tentatively on the 20th. So,
okay, in that case, I would, if everyone is okay, I would suggest that we skip the 15th and go directly into the ICANN face-to-face meeting. And meanwhile, we'll have an update from Bart, just letting us know what the situation is with the IDN CCTLD fast track on the number of characters, whether or not there are any limitations. And also, hopefully, we'll get an update from Tina between now and then. And if Bart, you can help us nudge her on. She mentioned there was a document prepared, and she would be able to share some of the information in it. I know you circulated the blog entry as well, but I was wondering if there were any further information about the document that Tina mentioned last time.
Let me check with her. Oh, well.
Right. Thank you. So, and that will be useful. And then we'll see everyone at the in Brussels. Anyone else want to bring up anything before we close the call?
Edmund, this is Bart again. I think, say, a week before the Brussels meeting, we should set the definite time and venue for the face-to-face meeting.
Okay, but we'll sort of view with that off the mailing list. Right. Okay. So, thank you everyone for the time, and see you all in Brussels.
You all. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.